Usually, members of Action Wisconsin pack public hearings to speak out against a proposed constitutional amendment specifically defining marriage as a union between a man and woman. But Executive Director Chris Ott says different tactics are needed because legislators supporting the amendment aren't listening.
We know how they're going to vote. It's a waste of time for us to testify in front of them for the third time in 6 months to justify our lives and our existence.
So instead of speaking out at the legislative hearing, members of Action Wisconsin taped their mouths shut, but not before literally shouting their message during a walking protest through the rotunda.
Don't discriminate.
During the Senate Judiciary hearing, the author of the constitutional resolution, Scott Fitzgerald of Juneau, was challenged about the need for it. Senator Tim Carpenter of Milwaukee doubts Wisconsin's conservative-leaning Supreme Court would allow gay marriage and asked why the rush to forbid it.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt had a speech about the only thing you have to fear is fear itself. What are you afraid of? What are you trying to propose with this constitutional amendment?
Oh, I'm not afraid of anything. I think I really speak for many of us who are in the legislature in that I don't like what happened in Massachusetts and how they reinterpreted what the Massachusetts legislature had in place. And I certainly don't want that to happen here. So it's not a personal thing.
John Hipsher of the Wisconsin Catholic Conference tried to play peacemaker before explaining why Catholic churches oppose gay marriage.
We do not assume that those who support this resolution hate people who are different from them, nor do we presume that people who oppose this resolution are out to destroy society.
Fitzgerald denies the amendment would hinder custody rights of gays or prevent them from getting domestic partnership health benefits. State legal opinions have not been definitive, and Patrick Flaherty of Milwaukee says the courts could interpret the proposed amendment to wipe out domestic partnerships.
While Senator Fitzgerald promises that existing local initiatives won't be affected, he wants us to rely on assurances rather than the overly vague wording of the amendment.
Senator Carpenter says he'll try to modify the resolution to allow benefits and make it clear churches would not have to marry gays. But changing the resolution isn't likely to change the minds of lawmakers who oppose tinkering with the Constitution. This includes some Republicans, and the bill's author admits getting enough votes from two consecutive legislatures plus the public is, quote, no slam dunk. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.